Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. I'm Ethan Uselin. I'm here at my piano in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I just played When Irish Eyes Are Smiling for St. Patrick's Day, which is coming right up. And if you're familiar with that song, you may have noticed that I jazzed it up a bit, as is my nature. But you know what? In a moment, I'm going to play something that's not jazzy, and I'm not going to jazz it up. I'm going to play it nice and pretty. To do this, I'm going to hearken back to my former life as a classical piano player. That's right, I wasn't born playing the ragtimey stuff. I started out with classical piano lessons, and I even majored in classical music. So over the years, I played a ton of that classical stuff until I got sick of it and switched over to the dark side. But today, since I'm feeling nostalgic for my classical past, I'm going to play Stephen Foster's Beautiful Dreamer. You might know that Beautiful Dreamer goes back to the 1860s, when much of American music was still very European-sounding, very classical-sounding. Stephen Foster, in fact, was very much inspired by the stylings of Italian opera composers like Bellini and Donizetti, who were popular in America during his lifetime. So, I believe that the proper way to play Stephen Foster's Beautiful Dreamer is to play it with a refined classical sensibility. You can jazz up Beethoven, you can jazz up Mozart, but Beautiful Dreamer, that's crossing the line. I would never, never, never dream of jazzing up Beautiful Dreamer. Beautiful Dreamer must be played beautifully and dreamerly. Here's my arrangement. So that was my classical arrangement of Stephen Foster's masterpiece, Beautiful Dreamer. Told you I wouldn't jazz it up, and I didn't, and I hope you liked it. And if you're a piano player and you'd like to play it like that, I wrote down the notes painstakingly, and I sell it on my website. I gotta sell it. Can't just give it away, right? Come on. And so if you're interested, you can go to my website and get that. So now I'm going to play some more classical music for you. Here is Mozart's Rondo alla Turca. And you know me, I would never disrespect Mozart. I would never jazz up the Rondo alla Turca. Not in a million years would I even think of taking that immortal masterpiece and messing with it. No, I'm just going to play it the way the composer intended. Not going to change a single note. No way, Jose. Respect the composer's intentions. That's my motto. So that was Mozart's Rondo alla Turca. All right, I might have added a few subtle ornamentations here and there, but nothing too extreme. Don't want to ruffle any feathers here on the Carolina Shout. I'm all about trying to please the listener. So much, in fact, that I'm going to open my email and answer a question from a listener. Here's one. Dear Ethan, is there any sort of relationship between ragtime and vaudeville? Sincerely, Cindy. Well, Cindy, that's a great question. I would answer that by saying, yes, absolutely. Vaudeville and ragtime are joined at the hip. Vaudeville was the most popular type of live entertainment in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And basically, it was just a variety show with a dozen or so acts going for about 15 minutes each. So, of course, many of these acts would have been musical acts, and they would perform popular music. And at that time in history, ragtime music was very popular music. At a vaudeville show, you might also hear vocal quartet singing, banjo playing, country fiddling, some opera singing. And as for non-musical acts, you might catch an animal act, storytellers, who they would call monologuists, comedy skits, dancers, acrobats, jugglers, rope skippers, bag punchers, sharpshooters, contortionists, ventriloquists, illusionists, trick roller skaters. You get the idea. And a lot of early movie stars got their start in vaudeville, like Abbott and Costello, Marx Brothers, George Burns and Gracie Allen, and Buster Keaton. And the same goes for musicians. Vaudeville was the starting point for Al Jolson, Judy Garland, even Count Basie, and Jelly Roll Morton, who was part of a comedy, singing, and dancing duo. And George Gershwin did some traveling on the vaudeville circuit, accompanying singers in his early years. But now I think it would be nice to pay tribute to one of those piano players that did well on vaudeville, but then kind of faded into obscurity. And a name that comes to mind for me is Mike Bernard, who is a name that only the hardcore ragtime piano fans know about. The aficionados know Mike Bernard. You are now an aficionado. Mike Bernard was a sensation in the 1910s and was billed as the king of ragtime pianists. And he seemed to have been pretty busy traveling about the country, hitting the vaudeville circuits hard. And as the vaudeville days died out, Mike Bernard faded into obscurity. But don't worry, I've got some Mike Bernard music for you right here. Here's a number that I learned from a 1912 recording of his. It's a medley of patriotic songs that he strung together and called The Battle of San Juan Hill, which, as you may know, was the decisive battle in the Spanish-American War, the battle where Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders made their famous charge. And I imagine when Mike Bernard played this in vaudeville, it brought the house down. I think it has something to do with the cannon effects. Check it out. I warned you about the cannons, didn't I? Well, it's just the piano, so you can get out from under your desk now. Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders are not going to jump out of the piano and attack you. Calm down. Kate, would you mind rolling the credits? The Carolina Shout is produced by Ethan Uslan and Kate Uslan. Ethan Uslan, who is me, is the host and piano player. Kate Uslan is the audio engineer. She controls all the volume levels around here. Can you hear me now, loud and clear? Thank Kate for that. If you like this podcast, spread the word and write some gushing praise on iTunes. If you can't think of what to write as your iTunes review, here are some ideas. Wow, I was lost, but now I'm found, thanks to the Carolina Shout podcast. Or maybe this. Finally, a podcast where I can experience the Spanish-American War through music. Or, how about this? Beautiful Carolina Shout Podcast, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Those are just a few suggestions. You can write whatever you want. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in.